The Energy Department will give $125 million over 5 years for the UW to head a multi-partner center on research into biofuels. Governor Doyle says he wants the state to spend $4 million on hiring staff for the site. He also wants to borrow $50 million for a new building, with the UW to raise another $50 million from donations. Doyle says he wants the state to be involved, even though scientists acknowledge there's a long way to go to turn wood pulp, corn stalks, and other biomass into fuel for hundreds of thousands of cars.
We don't know where the research and technology will lead us. I think we all know that this country is going to be much stronger if our fuel is much less dependent on Mideast petroleum and more dependent on the great agricultural and forest production in the Midwest.
Some scientists and others worry that the most common biofuel, corn-based ethanol, takes up too much of the food supply. A private partner in the Madison project will be the Middleton-based Lucigen Corporation. Its work will be to screen for enzymes that'll break down plant cell walls and cellulose. Company founder and president David Mead says it's a more difficult process than with the starch in a kernel of corn.
The problem with cellulose, which is a different kind of sugar, is that it is very difficult to break down. It literally forms a crystal, and so it's not soluble.
But Mead says he's optimistic that cellulosic ethanol will come about. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.